Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Young Angelo and I left Sir Giles Davenport in Rio to look into the strange behavior of Helena Jensen and the whereabouts of suspect agent Aubrey Dent. With the Dour American flyer Herman Nagel, we were flying east towards the hideout of Chaco, the evil genius of the piece. It seemed that the death ray was now in operation. Three airliners had suddenly vanished without trace on the air route between Buenos Aires, Argentina, and La Paz, Bolivia. We approached the danger area by way of a network of valleys, the seaplane jolting badly, and young Angelo feeling sicker than ever in the rear cabin. Then we had to rise up over the end of a valley. Nagel was saying that Chaco's hideout was tucked away somewhere in the rugged panorama when both engines cut out. We were in a steep glide.
It's the death ray, Carson. The death ray.
But how?
I don't know, except that it's thrown the ignition out of plumb. Yet we're miles away from the actual hideout.
Yeah, but not so very far from that jungle below.
Yeah, but we'll keep diving till we get right into that valley ahead.
Oh, crash land, do you mean?
Crash land in that jungle. Use your head, Carson.
Well, then what?
I aim to get the motors going again. Give me a chance, will you?
Manos.
Listen, man, Friday, get back to the cabin and strap in.
But there is no longer the sound.
Suffering cats are you guys trying to make me crash this crate?
Come along, Marcello. We'll both strap in out the back.
Good idea. I'll yell if we're really coming down.
Senor, there is trouble for us?
I fear so, old chap. Seems we've been clipped by Chaco's death ray.
Death ray?
And the secret weapon we've been seeking all this time.
Oh, see. See, but we are not yet dead, Senor.
That's true enough. But the jungle's coming up close. We're getting right down into the valley now.
Again, I must confess to you, Senor, I have not the courage of my dead uncle.
I could do with a little of his courage at the moment, myself. Howsoever. Hello!
Senor!
Well, there's life, there's hope. Those engines are coming alive again.
Senor, you unstrap yourself.
So, going forward to find out what's happened. But you wait here. Nothing to worry about, provided we get up out of this valley.
Sure, Carson. They're in full working order again. But we're not getting up out of the valley, this or any other valley.
Yeah, but Nagel, we've hardly more than a few feet at either wingtip at times.
Sure, sure. But if we get up above the shelter of the mountains and jungle, we'll be exposed to that ray.
Yeah, of course, but don't...
Hold it. This is going to be close.
Inches to spare that time.
Yeah, we got by. That's the main thing.
Thanks, if I may say so, to superb flying.
You were going to say something else.
Was I?
Before we pass through that bottleneck.
Oh, yes, about the death ray. It interferes with the ignition, you say?
Certain of it.
Well, the idea of a ray that does that isn't anything new.
Maybe not, but it's enough to make a plane crash. Especially a big liner. They don't glide like this crate.
Understood. But I was merely going to say this. From our information, we were led to believe that the ray is very much more deadly.
But I told you, didn't I, that we were miles from Charco's hideout.
So
you got the ray at extreme range only.
Oh, so that's it.
It's what I figure, and I figure a lot worse would have happened to us if we'd tangled at close range. I told you I was coming down at a safe distance.
You did, old chap.
You'll have to go the rest of the way on foot, Carson. It's the best I can do.
With a disturbing nonchalance, Herman Nagel piloted the plane from one valley to another, all the time keeping us down behind the mountaintops, missing death by what seemed to be fractions of an inch, and all the time bringing us nearer the heart of the darkness, as Sir Giles put it. But the assignment was far from the lights of Rio now, far from the chatter and rhythm of that lovely city's night spots. We flew over many stretches of water, but some were too fast-moving, others too full of snags. Eventually, the lynx-eyed Nagel found a spot, and down we came, gliding to a halt, almost in the jungle itself.
Well, there you are, Carson, down on the ground. I don't know just how close we are to Charco's place, nor how the heck we're getting up out of here.
No, but we will get up, old chap, especially after the exhibition you've given us this last 2 hours.
I got no time for bouquets, bud.
Credit where due. Howsoever, I'd better pack pipes and be on the way.
What's that?
Pack pipes. A hobby of mine, you know.
Oh, yeah, them pipes. Yeah, you're a bird, all right.
A bird watcher. Another hobby.
Well, I don't envy you the bird you're setting out to watch now. I'm sorry I ain't coming along further with you.
Oh, hardly expect that. Besides, someone must stay here to watch the plane.
Apart from the plane, Carson, I wouldn't be coming along. Wouldn't look so good if Charco spotted me in your company.
You know, old chap, I have the feeling that either you've fallen out with Charco or...
Quit prying.
Old chap cannot help but be curious.
Quit prying, I said.
Well, if you're going to be violent about it, I'll quit by all means.
I got my reasons.
Haven't we all? Better get down to business. I'd best get into suitable clothing for the jungle, collect something to eat, machete to help hack a path.
You won't find any worn path, not from this spot, Carson.
I'd rather gather that. But I'll be leaving Angelo here with you.
Well, I figured he'd be going with you.
No, I think on this occasion I'd better go alone.
Or is it you're afraid I might skip and leave you?
Perish the thought.
The trusting type, huh?
In your case, Nagel, yes.
Senor.
Oh, there you are, Angelo.
I overhear what you say. You say that you proceed to greater danger alone.
Sir, you wait here with Nagel.
It is your wish, perhaps. But that is not the wish of my dead uncle.
Not? Well, how so?
Senor, when he breathes his last... Lying there, welcoming death as if it is a friend, he extracts a promise from me. When the danger is greatest, then I must be at the side of yourself or His Excellency.
Well, I dare say I could do with a companion.
I reckon so, Carson. It's going to be no easy task getting up through that jungle to some high spot.
And jungle is not unknown to me, Senor Carson.
All right, then. You come. But let's get busy. One thing's certain. We've some climbing and hacking ahead of us before we sight anything. Oh, have a spell here, Angela.
Si, senor.
Clothes sticking to me. Hot, dank, all rather eerie.
We still remain in the half-light of the jungle deepness, senor.
So, but we're all the time climbing. Must get to the top sometime. Not regretting you came along, though?
Regret, senor? Oh, that would do great dishonor to the memory of my uncle.
Good for you, Angela. As Sir Giles said back in Rio... You're turning out to be every bit as good as that intrepid uncle of yours, but... up on feet again.
At once, senor.
Now, on with the job. We're getting somewhere now, Angela.
Indeed. All around us, it grows lighter.
Yeah, we're topping the rise. Something must show up soon.
Already, senor. Between the leaves, the mountains erect their heads.
Sir, something at last.
The good spirits guide us after all.
Well, a few more steps and we'll see precisely where they've guided us. Now, this should just about do. Now, for a look-see.
Senor!
Anything wrong, old chap?
Follow where my finger extends, senor.
Huh? Smoke, by Jove.
Indeed.
Now, I wonder...
The abode of the man of darkness, senor?
Perhaps. Or perhaps the smoldering wreck of one of the missing airliners. Or even the death ray itself at work.
This death ray causes smoke, senor?
Yeah, from what we've heard, Angelo, so. It could cause plenty of smoke. But, great Lucifer, what's that now?
Below the smoke, great flames leap.
And the tongues are slowly rising in a wide stretch across the top of that distant mountain. That's the death ray. And it's operating on the other side of the mountain. We must keep going, Angelo. Keep going and discover just where it's coming from. A longer struggle than I expected. 2 days of jungle and rock, swamp and ravine, as we took a roundabout route that we hoped would bring us out at right angles to that seared mountaintop. I slept fitfully, dreaming that Nagel had abandoned us. And I had other dreams about what the ray might do. But when at last Angelo and I came out on the side of a vast valley, we were scarcely prepared for the sight that met our eyes. All around was a sullen silence. And no wonder...
Is this the work of the weapon of death, senor?
It is, Angelo. The mountainside scorched. The jungle a layer of ash. Square miles destroyed, almost.
And yet, on this side of the valley, there is no sign of the destruction.
No, Angelo. For the simple reason that Chaco's headquarters are here somewhere. Closer than we expect, perhaps.
He is in league with the evil spirits. I cannot keep out great fear, senor, when I think that we visit his abode.
You won't be, old chap.
What? But, senor, I cannot abandon you.
It's not a question of that. We don't want Nagel thinking that we've been done in and so go buzzing off. Besides, someone must return to Sir Giles, to civilization, with the location of this nest of death.
But, senor...
That's enough, old chap. All decided. My hands are a bit shaky in crime, but I'll write out a report on all that we've found. You'll take it back to Nagel. I'll push on alone. Just about all in. Ruins ahead. Let's push on. No good. I better rest. Get wind back. Sit down, that's the spirit.
Bruce.
What the devil?
I've been wondering when you'd turn up again.
Sally. So you're here too.
But I'm not Sally.
No, we know all about that. You're Melinda Cowan.
So you found out?
So.
Still the same delightfully staccato Bruce.
And then what's the cutter than this gun? Now, Sally, come, Melinda. I haven't struggled all this way to whisper sweet nothings. Either you do as I say or I shoot.
And what am I supposed to do, Brucey?
First, something about Charco's hideout. Now, understand this. If you don't give me a swift answer, then you're better out of the way.
In that case, old man, it's time I stepped in.
Grant!
Too late, Carson. Drop that gun.
Seems you have me.
Take the gun, Melinda.
I certainly shall. If you don't mind, Bruce.
I do, rather, but take it if you must.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been quite a tiring hike for you, I imagine.
Don't imagine, old chap. Just look at me.
You have had a rough time of it, haven't you? And we expected you much sooner.
You expected me?
Pipes and all, Bruce.
Will you kindly shut up?
Bruce, really?
Now, Grant, let me get this straight. You were expecting me.
Oh, yes, indeed. We knew you were coming even before you took off from Rio.
And I've been betrayed.
Yes, Carson. And you have yet to discover how very thoroughly you have been betrayed.
So, there it was again. The former Sally Bruin and Grant, Sir Giles Davenport's double-crossing friend, led me towards the ruins where Charco had set up his headquarters. It seemed that Hermann Nagel was the latest traitor in Operation Death Ray.